Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees.
WAYOC Mobile.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 42 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 47 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Hotel Lima monitoring. Anyone out there? Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Hotel Lima monitoring.
KE8ZHL 73 clear. KE8ZMW monitoring. KE8ZMW clear.
Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 51 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, mostly sunny, 54 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 55 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly sunny, 59 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly sunny, 61 degrees.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 62 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 65 degrees.
KB8SWR. KB8SWR.
Kilo Echo 8 Delta. By Michigan, Sierra, PS 3.
Saginaw County, portable, short time.
ACY-VS for portable and short time. Got you in there, Ron. Thank you. Anyone else? At Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, please call.
There's no clock, so if you want to check into the net, feel free to check in. But for the next probably half hour, there's no squawks on HF. So KBSWR.
This is
Kilo Echo
8 Delta Oscar November net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 9032. Our alternate frequencies are 5346, decimal 5 and 7232 kilohertz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including AirDS and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS, and social systems, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. Your name is Max, and I hold the position as Section Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-night group, I have the following stations listed. At AODU, KD8SWR, and KCAYVF. Those stations need not check my jet, but other stations given that, please call now.
Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa, checking in for the
OPCOM now. That Whiskey 8 station, can I get a relay?
So here, Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa.
Anyone hear that Whiskey 8 station?
Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa.
Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa, thank you. Next check-in, please.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo, Johnson,
Calhoun
County,
Oakland. Okay. KD9ILR, I got you a light readable, thank you. Next station. Are there any relays?
Nothing heard here.
Roger that, thank you, Mike. Go ahead and we'll get started. Good afternoon, everybody. Just a couple of things going on this week for us in Region 5. There's an exercise with the hospitals, the children's hospitals in the region being planned for later this summer. Got a couple of planning sessions for that this week. And the OSCOM subcommittee meeting will be on Wednesday evening. A reminder for that, for those that are on the list, will be going out shortly. Let me see here. Also, Thursday is a start of a planning session for the statewide 2026 functional exercise. That's going to be a severe weather event. And then just as a reminder, there is no net for the next 2 weeks. Next week, of course, with the invention, and then the week is Memorial Day. So I hope you all enjoy your time off, time away, and if you're in Dayton, spend a lot of money there. Have fun. With that, our next NAT session will be on June 1st. All right, with that, I am going to go over a frequency. Len was a short time, so I'm going to start with him, and then we'll go back to the top of the roster. KCAYVF, KEDN, you're up for 10 minutes.
This is KCAYVF, portable mobile.
Jeff was calling me at the same time. I'm not able to answer the phone at the moment. So I've just stopped to check to see if you were copying me or not. But anyhow, yeah, we had good participation. We had 17 operators show up for that event. Everything went as planned. So everything was good to go. So I appreciate all the help that everybody. We had operators from 5 different counties come in to help with that event at Frankenmuth yesterday. So I appreciate all the help for the guys that drove in for that event. So 73, everyone, thanks, Max, for taking me. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. KC8YVF, clear.
All right, Ron, KC8YVF, KE8DOM, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Well, I'm glad you were able to round up enough volunteers there, and I was sounded like you were a little late for a while, so 17 is a good number, and coming from around the area, it sounds like, with 5 counties participating, so good job. And we will talk with you again in a couple of weeks, 73 to you, sir. All right, now we go back to the top of the roster, NAODU to be followed by KDU-SWR. Mr. Mike, how are things with you?
out in the garden with the wife all day for Mother's Day. We got out in the garden planted. I didn't think there was enough today. I just happened to come in the house and picked up my phone. So I was a little slow getting here, but I'm here. But all right, I'll just listen out if I'm needed. NEW, thanks for being at control.
All right, super. NEW, KABLM, Michigan Section of the FBI, seeing that. Well, we need you around the line. Now you get to take the next couple of weeks off, so enjoy the weather and the outdoors and everything like that. All right, we go next to TV8SWR to be followed by W8TVP. Mr. Jeff, over to you, sir.
Good evening, Max. Everybody on the net. Yeah, Ron, I don't know if he upped his power the second time or what, but he was not, sounded real bad on VHF, so I'm sure he didn't sound very good on UH or on HF, but just in here, doing some stuff outside, getting the garden planted today, so it's one of them days. Should have been out doing some tower work, but can't do it every week, and guarantee we won't be doing it next weekend. So there's lots of stuff to do, stuff to fix and put up, and always something, Max. Back to you. KB8SWR.
All right, KB8SWR, KB8PM, Michigan Section of the RPRC, Matt. Well, yeah, you do have no shortage of busy with network there with support on the towers. No doubt we'll be back there. This is definitely some nice weather we're having, and good to be outside like that, enjoying it. So, all right, good job, sir, and thank you for checking in. Next, we're going to go to W8TVP to be followed by KB9IAR. W8TVP, I had you real light copy, but go ahead.
Whiskey 8. Papa Victor Papa. Hopefully somebody can give a relay if necessary, but not a whole lot happening. I was able to get share station set up for my local holder station as well as the Iosco County EOC. We participated in a search day's activity back about 2 weeks ago. And radio communications were high on the list. So that's about it. This is Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa. We're clear. Back to the deck control.
Over. He's done. KB8SWR.
Okay, roger that. Thank you. You were down in the knife floor for me on the first, so I didn't get a lot of your copy there. I will say it was good to see you in Grand Rapids earlier this week, talk with you for a few minutes. All right, next we go to KB9IAR, and that'll take us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Dine, how you doing?
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Not a lot going on here, nothing, don't have anything. It's significant. It's new with Salvation, with that. Enjoying the weather here. That's about all I have. Back to that control.
Thank you for that. KB9IAR, KE8BN, Michigan Section of the RPRC, and I think that's the kind of service I'm surprised that we can get out on the evening today at home. But thank you for checking in, and always good to hear your voice. All right, this is KE8BN, Michigan Section of the RPRC. Now we are at the bottom of the roster. Is there anyone else like to check in before we close? Please call now.
This is KB8PGW. Good afternoon.
Hey, Whiskey Lima.
Hey, Whiskey Lima, Jan Detroit.
That last station, come again, please.
Number 8, Juliet Lima, Jay in Detroit.
I'm getting a lot of breakup on that. It sounds like you're coming in over the repeater. Can you repeat it two times for me, please?
Okay. November 8th, Whiskey Juliet Lima. November 8th, Whiskey Juliet Lima.
November 8th, Whiskey Juliet Lima. Got you that time. Thank you. Anyone else, please call. Okay, let's go to John, KBA, PGW, to be followed by WJL. Over to you, John.
Okay, well, I hope everybody's having a good afternoon. Good Mother's Day on the net. And I don't know how much I have to report. I am still working towards field day. Hopefully we get some local activities. I'm going to participate with one group or another, so we'll see how things go this year. It's always fun to participate with a Saginaw group, but if we can ruffle up enough interest, we'll be happy to work with the Midland crew, so we'll see how things go. It's going to be fun either way, so that's all I have. Still 3 weeks off, so plenty of time, still enough time to reserve a spot if we need to, and work out a couple small details, so that's all I have for the net. Max, have a good afternoon, KB8PGW.
All right, KB8PGW, KB8POM, Michigan Section of LPSCA. Well, thank you for checking in. Good to hear your voice from just a couple of miles over. All right, we go next to NAWJL. We'll be at the bottom of the roster again. NAWJL, you are up for comment.
This is November 8th with the Julie Lima. I'm on the northwest side of Detroit, and I know this repeater is over in Mount Clemens or somewhere east of me. And I was just wondering, and I'm hearing a whole lot of, is this repeater linked to something there? Go ahead.
Roger, this is, we are currently linked into an HF net, and the repeater you're hitting is a part of the linked system. If you go to whiskey8charlie.november.net, you can learn more information about that repeater and other repeaters that are probably closer by to you. Over.
Hey, Charlie something.
That call sign for that net is Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November. Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November. That's the Central Michigan Emergency Network. Over.
All right. Thank you. I have to look it up. Thank you for the info. And I'll pass it back over to you next control. This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
All right, well, thank you for checking in this afternoon. You're welcome to join us anytime. We're here on the net 5 o'clock on Sundays. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. One more call for anyone who'd like to join the net before we close. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel, KEAWSH, Bill in Portland, Michigan.
Was that Kilo 8 Whiskey Sierra Hotel?
Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Hotel.
Okay, Roger that. You wrote it down correctly. I didn't say it right. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Hotel. You're up for comment, sir.
Nothing for the net. Just come in from working in the garden like a lot of people and enjoying the day, and happy Mother's Day to all.
All right, well, thank you for that, for checking in with us, and enjoy this sunny weather. All right, this is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. One last call, is there anybody else? Who's ready to go? None. We have a total of 9 on the roster today with a runtime of 15 minutes. Thank you everybody for checking in this week, and as I say, we'll be back in 3 weeks, so June 1st will be the next session. If you're going to Dayton, have fun at Ham Ventures, stay safe and stay healthy. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, and returning this frequency to normal amateur use. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, closing station.
Thanks, Max. KB8FWR.
Thank you, Jeff. KB8UN.
And you know that you're clearing the remote.
Yeah, you too, my friend. I'll send down south there, KEAPLM, 73.
AWJL.
Error 202.
Stand by a minute, Jay.
Okay,
now we can
get back to
normal amateur use. Give it a sitter. Nope, thanks, Jeff. Sorry about that. We doubled. NAWJL from W8FU.
NAWJL. I was kind of wondering, I know it's in range, hey Jeff, but what frequency, what band, what frequency was that?
That was 80 meters. Started out on 7232 and then went to 80 meters. I'll see if I can get the frequency unless you know it off the top of your head.
I don't. I was going to look to send Jay a care package of information about the Central Michigan webpage and then the one for the repeater he's actually coming in through, which actually shows the link stuff as well. And if I had that information, I could include that as well. Is there some place where... Max has that information readily available?
No, because it changes. 3932 is where they were. Started out on 7232 and then went to 3932.
Okay, yeah. So there you go, Jay. Yeah, it's kind of a new thing the last couple of weeks for us. They've been running this for quite some time on the linked VHF repeater system, what they call the MI2 network, on the WHCMN, Central Michigan Emergency Network. And this one is linked in with those now, being an ARPSC machine and have heavy ties to AUCCOM Michigan as well. You know, we're just late to the party, so... this is a regular thing on Sunday nights, in addition to all the usual AUCCOM/ARPSC and Skywarn type stuff that you'd normally hear here. And I can get you a couple of links. I think I got your email. I think we've talked. Anyhow, Jay, go ahead. W8FU.
W8FU. Okay, I'm sorry. Yep.
3982 and 40 meters.
What was it? 3932 Yes, thank you very much. I'll have to see if I can hear it on AGF. Appreciate it, gentlemen.
I'll be back. I'm on a telephone call. Keep it up, W.
All right, Jeff. Catch you. Jay, you still in here?
I am, sorry.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. You're
You're hitting the Mount Clemens. Oh, you probably got the beam dialed right in on Mount Clemens so you could hear it. If you were pointed more at the 2.6, you'd get into the Warn receiver a lot better.
Are you talking about, would that be 4.2.6? On Eureka?
Yes, this repeater has a receive site at the same location. So if you were to point at that repeater, you would get into the Warn receiver, which is sounds a little cleaner right now. But you may not be able to hear the repeater, I don't know. But if you could point at Warren, you'd probably sound better. But I don't know how well you'll hear the repeater. Roger.
You talking about the flying deer?
Yes. Yes. Anyhow. Well, whatever. You're in. So we'll just leave it at that.
Make sure that's the one you're talking about. See, I can hit that machine, and if I'm not mistaken, a field machine is hooked up there too. That's 442-500.
Yeah, but this really has nothing to do with that. I'm just saying there is a receiver for this repeater at that location. So if you point at that location, you will sound better into this system. So it has nothing to do with Phil or UHF or the 2.6. It's just that location has a receiver that would favor you if you were able to hit it. So I'm guessing that you have your beam pointed a little further north and you're kind of squirting past it. That's all I was saying. If you were to point at Warren, you'd probably sound better. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I agree. Okay. I have to try that. You know, I'm just playing around. And I mean, I just ran into you guys. And I know every now and then I'll get on this machine, you know, and just to, you know, talk to people. And I was really surprised to hear that you had a net going on. And I could tell that was HL. I was just kind of wondering what was going on. Okay, thank you for the info, and the other machine. This is NAWGL. I'm going to be here.
Okay, take care, Jay. W8FU.
W8VIG.
W8VIJ, W8VIJ from W8FU. W8VIJ from W8FU.
Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly sunny, 66 degrees.
Feed YNU to NHW studio. Feed YNU, this is NHW studio.
Felicitations. Happy Mother's Day to Mom, and how's your guys' day? Well, we're doing pretty good. Mom's had a pretty good Mother's Day here. Had a rough night last night of coughing and a little bit of that kind of issue before the end of what she's had. But she's had a good Mother's Day here today. How was your day at work, last day for you? You got some vacation coming up.
Oh, it was a good day. It was a good day just sitting phones because we were short people and it was busy. So I am glad to sit phones today.
Yeah, those are the kind of days you don't want to do radio. You know, you can take the calls and give them to dispatch and let them worry about it because you're too busy taking phone calls. And their problem is, you know, being shorthanded and trying to find people. Oh, yeah, those kind of days.
Yeah, it was pretty bad today. I was like, well, they can move along quickly, and I'm gonna run up out of here because I'm good.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that one. That's for certain. You're headed north and celebrate Mother's Day there with your family, and you got a week off.
Yes, indeed. I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready. I could hardly sleep last night. I was excited about the trip here this week. So it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be good. Good relaxing time, and looking more forward to celebrating Mother's Day with Leo and the kids.
I agree with you on that one. Hopefully you'll have a good weather week, and that'll be a good thing too. And let's say get away from all the busyness around here. That's even better.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, it'll be a good trip. It really will. Looking forward to it. So it'll be nice to get away and get up on the lake too, and hear the waves crashing on the shore. And I think we got a lakefront cabin in this time too.
Yeah, you can't beat that one. Glad for you in that regard. Actually, one of those days, going to the castaways and getting a cabin away from the lake and having to walk up to see it. So going with some of the last times in the U.S., we were really right on the beach there. That's a definitely special view there. That's a certain sunset, too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely looking forward to the sunset. Wasn't too bad. I think we were staying Monday through Friday, and I think it was only like $200 or something like that. So it's not too bad at all.
No, you can't beat those prices. That's for certain in this game. Like you say, you'll have a good family time. With Leo, and of course, a young lady, her birthday is also coming up there next week, and like I say, it'll be a time of R&R there.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And I'm going to bring my ham radio up there. I think I'm going to bring the DMR as well. Do see if I can make some contact while I'm up there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you'll have some downtime there where you can try to see how your radio is going to work. You can get into the repeaters up there, or like say, get into DMR, try that out. Who knows? Possibly somebody in Canada or up in the UP or no telling, but yeah, definitely worth a try.
Yeah, definitely. Their repeater system up there, Mackinac, Petoskey, Sheboygan, and Traverse City, they're all linked. I think their net Monday night. So if their net's going on, I might check into their net.
And it's WTV. I was going to say, I think it that's the place of the Terryland Amateur Radio Club and the T-Bar Jack. And of course, what you'll be saying, I think, like you say, their net, I think, is Monday night at 8 o'clock. That'd be a good time, like you say, to check in and try it out if you're able.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I like checking into their net. They've got a good net, and their ARPSC group is pretty active up there with it, as well, and which is pretty nice. Maybe I'll try to get some pointers off and see how they think they did here on this set. I know last set they scored pretty high, so maybe get some pointers off of them and bring it back down here and use it down here.
Absolutely. Like you say, compare notes in that, or even outside of the net, still going or something. But yeah, that was not interesting to see how it goes. I know it's been a while since I checked into the net, had other things going, and we'll see how it goes. Perhaps maybe, like I say, check in. Trying to check in on the double nickel on Monday night, but check out, like you say, the Targ and the mess mat up there by Echelon.
Can't blame you. Yeah, it's been a long time for me too. I've just been busy, and usually I check in outside of our net. The Wayne County net I'll check into. That's about it, really. I haven't done too much checking in. I know they're looking at restarting the net there on the Troy GMRS machine, so if I hear anything, I'll let you know.
Yeah, definitely. They had a good net. I know I checked into a couple of their nets before, and then they were discontinued. I know you said that they were trying to reestablish it or trying to get it going again. So I think at this point, and it's been a while, I think, they've not had a chance to get it going again. So yeah, I'd be interested to hear any updates on it.
Yet, Mike, their group leader asked around to see if there was any interest in restarting it, and so we'll see what happens. Maybe they've been volunteered to do once in a while for net control if they need it. I told them I can't do it a whole lot because of work and then ARPSC stuff. But once in a while, I figured it wouldn't hurt. Volunteering, so, and it's a good opportunity to reach out in the GMRS world and maybe get some GMRS's head on the hand side.
I agree on that one. Yeah, because if I remember prepper net, if I'm not mistaken. And you know, like you say, there's any interest, you know, as far as the Polk County Air PSP or you know, just ham radio in general. Again, that's a good opportunity for you.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. So I'll see what we can do on that end, and you know, if you can advertise for us over here. Their repeaters up in Rochester or Troy, one of the fire departments there. So it's not too far away, and that's right there on the border. And you know, get some more people for our group.
Absolutely there, yes. I totally agree. And, you know, like you say, you've been, you know, really busy with a lot of things going on, you know, and trying to balance family and work, and there's just some downtime for yourself there. So, you know, again, I think it's wise not spreading yourself thin and being able to enjoy it when you can, and those opportunities come, and, you know, it's just another thing.
Keep the priorities back there, and you know, maintain family time and stuff like that. And but you know, a little bit of time on the GMRS, but I don't want to lose that aspect of it. I think it's a good mode of communication. And, the nice thing about that, the repeater's close enough to where if, for whatever reason, we've got to use it, I'm sure we could probably use it for communications on this end.
Yes, I agree, and again, it's available, and you know, it's not ham radio, but it's another mode of communication, and absolutely, you know, when things go down, those opportunities are there, and you're going to take them, you know, otherwise, like you say, the FCC will others are knocking at the door and can be allocated elsewhere. So it's important to use them, and hey, why not? If you're there, you like them, and definitely go for it.
Yeah, and it brings awareness to our, you know, to our group too. You know, and the fact that, you know, we can talk about, you know, hey, this is what we do on the hand side, and you know, looking for more. To sign up and you know, to get on board there, so it's good. It's good PR for us as well.
Yeah, you definitely, you know, have to, you know, not only in the coordinating of it, but you know, there's the word salesman or politician or politics type of thing, but yeah, there is, you know, there's that, you know, get the word out and, you know, meet and greet people and those types of things. So that's an important element in your responsibility and what you're doing.
Yeah. And well, you know, it's a great hobby. You know, it's not, you know, it's a fun hobby. It's a solid hobby to get into, and if I'm having fun and enjoying the hobby, I want to share it with others and, you know, get others involved and you know, get them into the hobby as well. So.
Yes, I agree there. I agree. I'm trying to look up some more stuff on ham radio and activities, you know, whether it's Winterfield Day,
It is, you know. And it's like anything else. You got to be a student of the hobby, you know, learn as much as you can. And it's like, you know, it's like I tell Micah and anybody that, you know, I work with, you know, that be a student of your job, be a student of, you know, the hobby, be a student of what you're going to learn. Because the more you know in life, the better off you'll be. And, you know, even if it's just self-satisfaction, the fact that, hey, man, you know, I know this, and I've mastered it, and I'm moving on to something else, and, you know, it's pretty cool. So just be a student of the hobby and of the, you know, the career, and go from there, you know.
NHWTV, yeah. Like we said, you know, there's always something more to learn, more experimenting, more learning, learning about technology, more use of technology. You know, we talked about Winlink and other modes of communication, antennas, and those types of things. So again, it's definitely that stretching out, and again, like you say, the speed of the hobby, learning and growing it. And you put in what you're able, or what you want to get out of it, and that's all. That's all a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm gonna head in here and kick the vacation off. I think we're having pizza tonight, so and celebrate Mother's Day. But enjoyed the conversation, North, and hopefully we'll get to hear you sometime this week. I think you said I'm going to bring my radio, so I'll have it on, and maybe we'll test out the DMR side of things and go from there. But I appreciate you coming along, and hopefully you guys enjoy your evening, and get outside and enjoy this nice weather. 65 degrees up here, so not too bad, not too shabby.
Oh, I agree. It's beautiful weather out there. I mean, it's been a beautiful weekend. Absolutely, by all means. But, happy vacation. You know, if you guys need anything, let us know. We'll be monitoring off and on through the DMR on this one for Echo Link. But anyway, wish Leo a happy Mother's Day. And we'll let you head on in and enjoy some dinner. Your time off there, by all means. But good conversation. Thanks for the ride along. 73 is the name of you and the family, and we'll talk to you down the page. NHWTV will be clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. You guys enjoy your evening. Tell Mom happy Mother's Day, and that we said hi. 73 is in 88 to you and Mom. KYNU, Claire.
Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 64 degrees. Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Mostly sunny. 62 degrees.
Charlie 8 Delta Zulu. Mobile. Anybody out there tonight in Lapeer? Delta Zulu, CQ. Kilo, Charlie 8, Delta Zulu. Mobile and monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly clear, 59 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, mostly clear, 52 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, mostly clear, 54 degrees.